Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter. Here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. We have an exceptional special guest tonight, all the way from the UK. She was just here. I hope she comes back. Yes, she's on hold right now. But tonight we have a guest. Her name is Sophia Georgiou. I can't even, words can't describe this woman. To me, she's an exceptionally successful businesswoman, entrepreneur, blah, 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 blah. She's all that, then some. So without further ado, let's give her a hand of applause, a round of applause. Sophia, welcome to the Quiet Storm. How are you?
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. So, Sophia, you and I have known each other for years. And actually, I have to say this. I am very honored for you to come on our show because I know you're like me. Jamaicans don't take this the wrong way. We got like 19 jobs, right? And we're doing everything. So for her to bless us, I'm very, very, very honored. So, Sophia, tell us all about you, background.
Okay, well, firstly, I just want to say I'm very humbled by your words, and thank you, like I said, for inviting me on today. It's a pleasure to be here. Okay, so my background, come from very, very humble beginnings. Greg, it's started, obviously, my parents were immigrants that came into England back in the 50s, and I'm first generation Greek, and you know, parents were very, very, very they wanted us to really make something of our lives. They worked all their lives to make sure. I'm the youngest of five children, and you know, wanted to sort of better. My parents had what we call here in the United Kingdom, I don't know whether you've heard of them, and if you've been to London, everybody will have heard of fish and chips. So my parents started off in the fish and chip shop trade and basically educated all of us. We worked all their lives and wanted us to sort of better ourselves. And we all went on to do, you know, wonderful things with our lives. And myself, I got heavily involved in charitable work. I, you know, started off working in the media originally, and that's where I built up all my contacts over a 16, 17 year period while I was there. And then sort of moved into the area that I'm doing now, which is, the number one club, which is a private members club, and it's literally all blossomed from there for me. And I've dealt with private clients over the years, managing their asset portfolios, and, you know, got to enjoy what I do. And I love fine art. That's one of the blessings that I have. I get to work with people, you know, managing their assets, selling and sourcing. And it's just wonderful. I just love meeting people. I enjoy being able to do the things that I want to do, you know, and actually enjoy things,
you know,
about life. I'm a go-getter.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're definitely a go-getter. That actually is an understatement. But as a child, like when you were younger, what were your dreams and goals? Did you always wanted to be self-employed, if I may?
Yeah, I mean, it's one. Listen, I had roles. Obviously, like I said, I worked in the media for many years. However, yes, it was a passion of mine. I always wanted to run my own businesses. I wanted to be successful in doing those. But I understood it is going to take a lot of hard work. You know, I saw my parents work for so many years, you know, every day without complaints, and they instilled it into us. You know, it was very much about if you want something, believe that you can have it, because you can. It literally, it's not a dream. If you believe that you can achieve, you will achieve. And to be honest with you, Greg, and I've always used this this thought, that at the end of the day, if we're really honest, isn't it a law of average? It's about, you know, if you continue and you keep on going and you go and go and go, it's going to land. Something's going to land into place. And that's what it's all about for me. It was always about pursuing my dreams. And I still am pursuing my dreams. You know, I want to do so much more.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's always been that way.
So being in the UK, and I would say this, being in the UK as an immigrant, because you're from Greece, and being all the things that you went through to get to this point, can you tell, you know, the women out here that there are a lot of women in the world that have, you know, the obstacles. What are some of the things that you had to overcome? And I know this is sort of generic, but what, as a woman, I don't know. I know as a black man, but you have the same problems, if not more, at being an immigrant woman, that the challenges to be successful. What are some of the things that you had to deal with being an immigrant in the UK?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was first generation Greek Cypriot. So my parents came over from Cyprus. We never let anything stand in our way. But some of the issues that we would probably have would be getting the same opportunities offered to us. To be honest with you, we had to probably work twice as hard to try and get, you know, the opportunities that others would get. But that never deterred me, or never deterred my family and, you know, my sisters, my brothers, and everybody else. But it's a difficult situation to be in sometimes. But again, like I said, with the right people around, surrounding me with the family and friends that I have, surround yourself with the people that you aspire to be like. And I've always had that thing where I say, you know, I always want to be around people that are better than me, Greg, because
right.
I can learn from them. And that's how I developed the skills that I've developed. I've built relationships with people that are better than me in doing things, but that has given me the knowledge, and knowledge is key to success. Can I really say this? Know what you're talking about. Know what you're doing. Know if you're selling a product, know it inside out. If you've got a service, know it inside out. because that is what will bring you the success in future. And, you know, I'm very, very passionate about everything that I do. I don't go in half-heartedly, but
right.
Yeah.
And that's what, yeah, you know what, that's one of the reasons that we get along so well, because all in or nothing, go big or go home. And that right there, you, I've watched you over the years. You're amazing, guys. I got to tell you guys, Sophia, it's so amazing. If you guys will follow her, you can follow her on social media and you'll see how amazing she is. Now, let me ask you this, Sophia. If you had one opportunity to change anything in your life, like if you had a, somebody said, okay, Sophia, listen, you can change one thing in your life at this point. I know what you, I think I know what you're going to say, but what would it be? I love doing
if
that.
If I could change one thing in my life. listen, apart from everything else, I think we've had this discussion before. I think for me, it's, I've always wanted to go out there and help others. It's been a passionate, you know how much I am, you know, I have it in my DNA, you know,
right,
philanthropy and, you know, helping others less fortunate than us. And, you know, I don't measure success by money, by the way. I measure success about on how many people I can impact on this,
right,
on this world.
Right.
So for me, it's all about helping others. So if I could change anything, it would be probably taking the time, more time out to be able to do what I'm really passionate about. And I think I've told you, I want to, in time, actually sort of set up my own foundation, my own charitable foundation. Over
right.
the last 12 years, I've probably raised in excess of $20 million pounds for charities.
That is impressive, Sophia.
Gives,
let's stop. Hold on a second, Sophia. Let's stop and take a breath on that one. That is amazing. I got to tell you guys, listen, you heard the Energizer Bunny. You guys think I am? No, no. She has me beat a lot. And, like, I watch you because we are on, we're five hours different. And I remember talking to you the other night. I'm getting home, and it was like 11 o'clock in the morning, in the evening, and you're still up working. And I tell people, I said, you know what? Everyone says to me, Greg, how come you don't sleep? And, you and I have the same. We sleep when we're dead. And that is one of the ingredients, in your opinion, give these people, our listeners. Right now we have 6.2 million people in four countries. Give us, in your opinion, the ingredients, in your opinion, to be successful. Not only as a person, but to be successful as who you are, a woman, in this pseudo-man's world.
Okay, listen. Be humble. Be strong. Okay? Believe in yourself. Want, you've got to have that fire in your belly. And if you've got that fire in your belly, you've got to work hard. It's not going to fall into your lap. So like we've said, and you know, it's all about hard work. Strategize, make sure that you know what your goal is. What is your why? You know, what is your why? I know what my why is, and it's my it's my family, my children, and a legacy that I can leave.
Right.
So for me, it's about passion. It's about loving what you do. If you love what you'll do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Absolutely.
and that's how I feel. You know, love what you do. Some people just don't understand, Greg. Can I be really blunt? You know, people
just
saying,
you know,
oh,
how? Yeah, bring
you,
it.
Why didn't you come out last night? Or why didn't you do this? And please. I'm not saying that we have to give up our lives
right.
to be successful in business. That's absolutely not what it is. However, you know, to become a success in whatever you do, you have to put the hours and be dedicated to put those hours in to be able. You've got to work smart. We're not saying go and work yourself into
right.
the ground and not
right.
enjoy life. But I put the hours in, Greg.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, Sophia, I tell people. To be successful, you know, going out and hanging out, of course not, but you do have to sacrifice something. You do have to sacrifice something to be successful. And those are the people that are successful because you're, when I say sacrifice, you're giving up some of the family time. You're giving up friends, you know, meeting friends, like having fun or whatever. You're giving up sleep, you know, in order to be successful, you know, you and I talk, in order to be successful, you know, we never sleep. We are always two steps ahead, always.
Mm-hmm.
And people seem to not understand that. And, you know, and I see this and I keep saying this, you know, you have more obstacles than I have, you know, and I don't like, you know, everybody says to me, Greg, everything about race. You know, in America it is, maybe not in the UK, but you as a woman and the obstacles that you have to deal with in the UK. See, I know how the women are that have to deal with all the idiots and the sexism and, you know, the discrimination in America. That in the UK, I think it's 100 times worse, if I may.
Yeah, it is. It can be. It can be. Maybe I've been relatively fortunate in what, you know, what I've experienced. But I think for me, Greg, it's been very much about consistency. Consistency is key. You know, you've got to be consistent and you've got to continue. You know, I've been described as, and this is from my sister, and she's the most amazing, inspirational woman that I know. I mean, the work that she's done as well. But consistency, tenacity. It's being able to, you know, be able to get back up after you've been knocked down and, you know, just keep on going. Just keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on going. Don't give up. And that's what drives me. I've got, you know, I'm a full-time mom as well.
Right. And that's a full-time job by itself.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, you know, people say, how do you do it? You know, you've got two children, a home, you know, you're working, you're running, you know, businesses, you're doing this, you're doing that. It's, how do you do it? And what I say to that is, you find a way, Greg. You find a way to do it.
Absolutely.
And I don't complain. I'm blessed and I'm grateful every day. And I thank, you know, thank God for the opportunities that he sends to me every single day. Some are good, some are bad. You know, that's the way of the world. However, you know, be grateful. You know, I'm a great believer, Greg, of what you put out into the universe is what you get back. So I am extremely positive when it comes to things like that. You know, I believe in, like I said, I believe in, you know, positive affirmations. You know, I'll wake up in the morning. I'm up at 3:30, 4:00 in the morning sometimes. Even if I've been, you know, if I go to bed at 12, I probably leave off 2 or 3 hours sleep. Some people will dial in and say, no, that's not good. It's not healthy. But my body's so used to not having a huge amount of sleep because I never stop.
I definitely know that you never stop. I know that for a fact. Now, let me ask you this. Not to cut you off, Sophia. So, we agree that I don't have bad days. Some days are better than others, and they've been challenging. Mm-hmm. When you have those kind of days, how do you, Sophia, get out of that funk?
I meditate. I actually do meditate, and I just take myself out into nature. I walk. I'm very fortunate. I live in a very beautiful part of the country here, and you know we have one of the most beautiful forests right next to where I live. And you know I go out with my children. I take time out to enjoy, you know, quality time. For myself. So I find, you know, connecting with nature, connecting with the outside and just, you know, clearing my mind really helps me to bring, like you said, I don't have bad days in that sense. some days are more difficult than others.
Right.
Stressful, obviously. We have stressful days. But
right.
it's how you handle them, Greg. It's how you your mindset. It's all about mindset. It really
right.
is. If you have the right mindset, you can overcome everything.
Right.
And because I am so positive, I don't allow anything negative to sort of, you know, encompass me in any way, shape or form. You know, I sort of bat it away. You know, if anything is coming towards me, it's gone. It's out of the park. I just don't have the time for that. You know, I just want to be positive. And don't come to me with a problem, Greg. This is what I say to all my people. Don't come to me with a problem. Come back to me with a solution. And that's the same way as I use if I feel that way. If I feel that way, I'm like, okay, this is the problem. How am I going to solve that? Okay, get out of here. Go and have a 15-minute walk. You know, meditate. Do whatever it is to clear your mind and refresh yourself, and then get back to work again. That's what I do normally.
Oh, okay. You know what? Okay, I'm looking at these people are sending me messages. Zora from New Zealand asked, I hate asking this question. Zora from New Zealand asked, Sophia, what would you go back and tell your 21-year-old self if you could?
Do you know what? I would say to myself, what would I say to myself? I think one of the things that I didn't take very serious, I know, and you're going to find this really funny, actually, Greg, because for some people of my nature, I didn't study as hard as I wish I did study when I was in school. I did okay, but I didn't do great. I didn't go to university. I worked really hard to get where I am. However, I think if I had my time again, that's what I would really do. I would say to myself, make sure you do this. You know, go study, go do this. Go to university, enjoy, because it probably would have opened more doors quicker for me.
Right,
if I'm honest with you, Greg.
Right.
And I think education is key. I think it's a major thing for me with the philanthropic work that we do. So definitely. I think I'd probably say to myself, I'd go back and sort of start right from the beginning and work hard, study hard. And, you know, like I said, it probably would have elevated me to the next level quicker.
and you know what? And you are on like full speed. I can't even imagine. You're on full speed now. Mike from the Philippines says, oh, Sophia, okay, you are so beautiful. And I'm just wondering, what kind of art do you like?
Oh, that's a big one, because I love my favorite artist, Picasso.
Really?
I love Picasso. I love Monet.
Yeah,
I've worked with clients, and I have lots. Oh my goodness, I love contemporary. I love Warhol, I like Basquiat, I love all that type of art, but I like, yeah, it's my passion. And you know, you'll see me in museums. You know, when I'm having downtimes, I like going to view art. I was actually at a new gallery opening in London just a couple of weeks ago. I just love it. I mean, I don't profess to be a complete and utter expert in it, but my partners and my business partners who I work with are huge experts and big names within the art, in the art world. I'm not going to drop any names, but we work very closely.
You're so classy. I love you. You are so amazing. I love that. I'm not going to drop any names. Okay, now, Ken from Ohio. Okay, I'm never Ohio. What, in your nightstand, what book do you have on your nightstand?
On my nightstand? Which one? I'm trying to think which one I've just been reading. The one that I've got at the moment is, I don't know whether you've ever heard of this one, but it's called Make It Happen, Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. So, yeah, and that's by
Ken,
Jordana
did you hear
Levy.
That?
And
that's the book she has, Ken. Did you hear that? I don't. That is a, to me, that's a legitimate but kind of strange question. I think the question should have been, "What book are you reading?" Not what book is on your nightstand. So, I mean, that's kind of weird. But okay,
I read a lot of self-help books. I know it sounds really odd, but I just find them inspiring. Some of the people that write them. I love Dr. Joe Dispenza. You know, I've read. Oh, I just love all of these type of sort of. Manifestation books and sort of retraining your brain and mind, and it's such a big area, and it is a vast area of knowledge to sort of.
Right.
And I love learning, by the way, Greg. That's
right.
One of the things about me. I'm a bit of a sponge. I love to read.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
mm-hmm.
people, it's quite amusing, to be honest with you, when people
right.
are saying, "Oh, did you watch this last night? Or did you watch the news? Or did you do
right.
this?" I'm like, no, I didn't. You know, you'll most likely find me with my head in a book and a glass
right.
of wine.
Right. I love it. I love
so,
it.
So,
Sway
yeah.
from Hong Kong. Let me see if I can read this. Sway, his name is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Sway from Hong Kong. Let me see if I can rephrase this, Lucy. What kind of music, one, do you listen to? I mean, guys, come on, guys. She is cerebral. I mean, my audience, I mean, I know you guys want to know all about Sophia. He goes, what kind of music do you listen to? He goes, he follows you on Facebook, and that he wants you to talk
okay.
about the number one international club. He goes,
yeah.
Well, tell us what that is
all about.
The number
one club international.
Yeah, the number one
yeah,
club.
Yeah, the number one club. Yeah, the number one club international was born out of connections that I've made over the last 25 years, and it's basically a private members club. It's a very exclusive private members club, but it is by invitation only, and it's we are there to help others as well. But we work, we do a lot of business through our members. And we deal in many areas. So, like I said, I deal with asset portfolios for many clients, fine art being one of them, but we deal with gemstones, etc., and lots of other things. But one of the things I'm doing at the moment, Greg, I'm working with a really good, one of my members, actually, a fellow member. But one of the areas I've always wanted to get into is in movies. And
really?
I'm working quite heavily at the moment in funding movies for some of the big distributors in the US, and it's really exciting, really, really exciting. So I'm working on another movie that will be coming out in 2024. So I'm focusing on a lot of different areas, and again, we just generate opportunities for business to be done, but with a huge philanthropic support system in place. And I think
right.
I mentioned to you I'm helping a charity in the UK, which
right.
is a small charity called Kaleidoscope, which I pledged that I want to, through the number one club, over the next 12 to 18 months, I want to try and raise £1 million for them.
Right.
It's a really
Wait,
important.
Oh, my God. This question
sorry.
Is awesome. Aza, I guess it's ASA, Aza in Iceland. Greg, tell Sophia she should have her own radio show. I'm glad you mentioned that, Aza, because Sophia is in the midst of doing the Sophia Show every week. And she, once it starts, it'll probably, we'll keep you guys posted. That is a great question. And it's going to be, to my knowledge, it's going to be a call-in show. And she's going to do it once a week, and she'll figure out, how long she's going to do it and what time she's going to do it. That is still in the makings. Who else? Oh, somebody in the UK. Sophia, have you ever thought about television?
It's again, you're reading. They're reading my, listen,
oh
they,
my
they've
God.
Got everything that I've always wanted to do. Like I said, I've always been, it's a voice that I've always wanted to have. to be able to, you know, help others. And this is one of the things that I've always wanted to do. You know, I want to empower people. And can I just say, this is not just about women. It's also for men. I want to empower people to be able to go and do what their dreams, you know, to follow their dreams and to actually think, yeah, I can do this. And if I can actually change somebody's life by giving them what I've experienced, then, you know, my job's done. I just love it, Greg. I really, really do. You know, I don't, the Number One Club internationally is a fantastic club, and I really do, and I love all of my members dearly. And, you know, Greg, you're one of them.
You know what? I love being a member. I mean, you know, Sophia, we go back years. We go back years, and I always followed you. And I mean, and somebody said just now, Sophia, that's the topic of your show, empowerment to the people.
Absolutely. You know. Everybody talks to me about being, you know, I think I posted something on Facebook. You've got to be the CEO of your life. You know, you've got to be the boss. You've got to be the boss. And it's not about being the boss, about running, you know, being the boss of other people. That's not how I see myself in any way, shape or form. You've got to be the boss of your own life. You've got to be able to take control. You've got to be able to sort of fire, you know, really put that fire into everything that you do. And that's what I want to inspire people to do. I just want to inspire people to do that.
Sophia, hold on a second. I have to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Quiet Storm with your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight we have Sophia Georgiou. And you know what? I have to pay the bills, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Laster, here at G Radio in New York City. In the studio tonight, we have Sophia Georgiou from the UK. She's an exceptionally successful businesswoman. Yes, the English woman in New York, not the English man, the English woman in New York, and she's an entrepreneur. Sophia, welcome back. And I had to play this.
Thank you.
I don't even know where that song came from. I was getting overwhelmed with people asking you questions. I mean, I absolutely love it. So one of my, I don't know if you're one of my listeners, people, but this person's like, have you ever thought about being a motivational speaker?
It's something that I've always said that I would definitely consider doing. Yeah, I mean, with everything that's going on in my life at this moment in time, with work and business and everything else, it's sort of taken a back, it's been on the back burners. But yeah, it's definitely something that I would definitely consider doing. Yeah, 100%. But again, I think it's something that I've never trained in, but I would love to be able to do that. But like I said to you, and I've said many, many times previously,
right,
I just like being me. I like real people, Greg.
Right.
I like people to be real.
Right.
And I think authentic people are the ones that are always the successful ones. I don't like anything pompous. I don't like, you know, keep it real. And if you keep everything real, you can inspire people to do what they want to do because they're the same as you. Does that make sense? You know, we're all the same.
That makes a lot of sense. Someone said, Sophia, what, guys, you know what, these questions are killing me. Sophia, if someone gave you $100 million, what would you do with it? I don't even know where that came from.
Okay.
The person is a number. I'm like, okay, people, I'm asking questions. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with questions. I'm like, guys, relax, people, relax. Okay, well, I'll try to get you it next week. She'll answer everybody's question on her own show, The Sophia Show, okay? What would you do with $100 million if someone gave it to you right now?
If somebody gave me $100 million, first and foremost, I'd make that $100 million into a billion.
There you go. You guys, you know what? There you go.
That's what I would want to do. You know the reason why? Because the more money I make, the more people I can help. Very simple. So it's very black and white. It's not about personal wealth for me. It's not about, there's only so many houses, cars, things, whatever you want to buy if you want to go down the materialistic route. However, somebody gives you that type of money, you're going to invest it. You're going to make as much as you can because I tell you what, I can do a lot of good on this planet. If I can make that money into $1 billion, and if I can make that money into $1 billion, how many lives can we save? How many lives can we help?
Absolutely.
That is good for me.
You know what? Someone else, guys. You know what? These questions are crazy. So, Sophia, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? I'm just relaying the questions that people are telling me to ask you. The board is lit up.
No,
and I won't answer. I'm not going to make anybody live because this is about you and, you know, your conversation. Because, you know, I don't have a producer, so I can't screen the phone calls. If you could live anywhere in the world.
No, that's fine. Where would it be? I love London. I'm not going to lie. I love London. However, I think if I were to really look at somewhere, and I know this might sound a little bit pretentious, but I love Monaco.
We just talked about that. Monaco, oh my goodness. I'm going down this list, right? Okay, I'm just picking up. Where's your favorite place to vacation? I'm trying to keep this simple and not cerebral. That's why I'm looking at these questions. I'm like, guys, hold on a second before you answer that, Sophia. Guys, listen. Sophia will be back next week, not on The Quiet Storm. She'll be back on The Sophia Show, okay? And you guys that are on her social media and my social media, you will get, she'll tell you what kind of show it will be, and it'll be longer than 60 minutes. Now, these questions, You can ask her. I'm her producer. So you, before you ask her, I will screen the phone calls. So this person wants to know, this woman wants to know, and she's from Greece, actually, Greece. Safari is her name. I don't know if that's her real name. She goes, where is your favorite place to vacation?
Greece. It is. I was about to say Greece. It's one of the most beautiful places on this planet. Oh. And that's not because I'm Greek Cypriot. However,
right.
Greece is one of the most beautiful places on this, natural beauties. Oh,
it
my
is.
God.
I lived on Crete. I lived on the island of Crete. I lived in Crete.
Oh. Okay.
Greece is amazing. I find, in my opinion, Greek people are the most welcoming, hospitable people ever.
Well,
I mean,
if there is a word in the Greek vocabulary, and you'll remember this, it's called philoxenia, and it means to welcome everybody, you know,
right.
With open arms. And that's what we do. Let me put it this way, Greg, if you ever came to, to our family
right.
events, and I'm telling you, you'll never walk out of that home or that person's home hungry and not
oh,
completely,
my God.
Whether you've eaten or whether you haven't eaten.
Right.
You'll be walking out of that.
Ouzo. No. No, ouzo. Guys, if you've never been to a Greek wedding, go to a Greek wedding before you die. That should be on everybody's bucket list, a Greek wedding. I've never in my entire life had so much fun. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and been sick for 3 days drinking ouzo, okay, and sambuca. I'm like...
Sambuca, yes.
Sambuca, no.
Oh, you've never had Zivana. Oh, my God, Greg. You, Zivana, it's like rocket fuel.
Oh, my God. I'm scared. You know, I'm not afraid of anything, but, you know, Sophia, I mean, Greeks know how to have fun. It's family and it's fun. So,
us Greeks are a really good bunch.
Yes.
We know how to have
God.
Fun.
Oh, my God. So, Sophia, people are saying, you know what? What's your favorite kind of music? And I'm trying to keep it light tonight, guys, because this is an introduction. What's your favorite kind of music? And can you dance?
Really? I love a bit of I love R&B. I love classical. I love a bit of rock. I like pop. Mm. I like everything. I'm very eclectic. So it depends on my mood, in the mornings, if I'm working, if background music, if I'm in the office, then I'll always have classical on, you know, I really enjoy classical music as well. But, you know, if I get up in the morning sometimes and I dance around the kitchen when I'm making coffee, you know, I'll have a bit of R&B on I like a bit of everything, to be honest with you. Depends on my mood.
Right. Okay. This is a Greg Lassiter question. What's your guilty pleasure?
Oh, Greg Lassiter, what is my guilty pleasure? Oh my goodness, I don't know. What is my guilty pleasure? Greg, I'm going to have to think about that one, you know,
okay.
because
we'll come back to
I don't think anything's guilty. I just do it.
You'll give back. You'll give back to us on that.
If I like it. I don't know, Greg. I can't. I'll have to answer that one next week.
Okay. Guys, remember that. You'll answer that next week. So, Sophia, we got about 3 minutes left because I have to play some music. So I'm going to give you the last words that you can impart on your listeners.
Listen, thank you so much for listening. And, you know, if I can be of any help to anybody, and if there is, you know, any inspiration that I can give, please just keep going with what your dreams. Never give up on your dreams, guys, because it's possible. Anything is possible. Just believe that it's available for you to take and grasp with both hands. So just love what you do. Love yourself. and be grateful for everything that you have in life, and the rest will come.
Oh, my God, Sophia, you are amazing. Guys, did you hear that? Guys, she'll be back. Okay, guys, stop. Okay, I'm being between people hitting me up on social media, my phone asking you questions. I want to thank Sophia. Thank you so much. And you are amazing. And I will talk to you after the show. But hold on a second. Hold on a second. Guys, check this out.
Yeah, I'm here.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. Well, she knows she can fly away.
Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. And yes, guys, in the studio, we got the most amazing Sophia Jordiou, the exceptionally successful businesswoman and entrepreneur. So we're running out of time. Sophia, give us your, and first let me say thank you for coming on the show, because I know you're busy, and moreover, I know it's late there, so I am, again, honored to have you on the show, and I appreciate that you're coming, came on the show. Yes, people, she'll be back next week. We'll let you know before the weekend is out what date. So give us your last parting words, Sophia.
thank you once again, Greg, for having me. It's been an absolute honor and a pleasure. And thank you to all the listeners out there. And to be honest with you, I really am humbled that you know, people have been calling in and asking all the questions, and I'm thoroughly looking forward to get to you know, answer a lot more questions next week. Really excited, really excited to be able to get to know a lot more, you know, from the listeners, and let's make this happen. This is going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward
Absolutely.
To it all. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you so much, Sophia. We'll talk soon, guys. Stay tuned. I'll talk to you soon, Sophia.
Okay, Greg. You take care.
Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold, for that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Except rain comes from the clouds and sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do
Kessler at G Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. I want to thank Sophia Georgiou for being a wonderful guest on our show. And guys, listen, remember this: shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll still be among the stars. And we'll be back next week doing our thing. And, you know, we'll be around, and I want you guys to be around, okay? So until then, peace, love.